eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Friday, August 7th, and it's going to be a big day because we will get the July jobs report. It's going to come out at 8:30 Eastern. The estimates are all over the place. I mean, I saw predictions of job losses up to a million. I saw job additions up to 3 million. Huge, huge gap. Why? Because this was really the beginning of the month where we saw the uptick in cases in the South and the West. And that caused cities and towns to tighten their rules and caused consumers and businesses to slow down their efforts to return to pre-pandemic behavior. And, you know, frankly, it slowed down job growth. So remember that we had horrible job losses, 22 million jobs lost back in March and April. May and June, we had about 7.5 million jobs. Who knows what it's going to be? But here's what I do know. When you lose your job, you often also lose your health insurance. And that's one of the really critical and difficult parts of this pandemic, that it is a health pandemic. We have estimates of 5.5 million people losing their health insurance. I talked about this on CBS This Morning this week because a number of you have actually asked about health insurance and what your options are. So we were able to actually do this on TV. The anchor is Vladimir Dutier. He was filling in for some folks who were on vacation. He's a good friend of mine, got a lot of very positive response. So here's what we're talking about: health insurance amid a health pandemic.
In this morning's Eye on Money, we look at how the economic crisis brought on by the pandemic is not just costing jobs, but leaving millions of people without health coverage. The Trump administration says it will release a new health care plan by the end of the month. This comes as Congress remains deadlocked over extending the $600 a week in extra unemployment benefits. More than 50 million jobless Americans have applied for benefits since the pandemic began, and nearly half of Americans get their health insurance through work. One study finds that an estimated 5.4 million American workers lost their health insurance from February to May. Michelle Miller shows us the story of one man who lost his coverage when he needed it the most.
What does it mean to lose your health insurance?
It means a lot. Some days you want to go to the doctor and see what else is wrong with you, but you can't.
When the pandemic hit, Rodney Watts was working as an overnight supervisor at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International. He lost his job along with his health insurance.
It was bad. It was real bad, you know. I've been working since I was 14. Not having health insurance, I'm a type 2 diabetic, you know. It has been real hard for me.
He's been paying for his insulin, which costs him about $400 with unemployment benefits. He was recently hospitalized after feeling sick and discovering a lump on his chest.
How are you paying the bills?
It's been a struggle. We've been managing, but it's, you know, with that $600 go away, I don't know.
The Kaiser Family Foundation, a nonprofit that focuses on national health issues, estimates that about 27 million Americans are at risk of losing coverage during the pandemic.
We're seeing an unprecedented loss in jobs, and what's going to come along with that is unfortunately a loss of health insurance as well.
Larry Levitt is the foundation's executive vice president of health policy.
It's never a good thing to lose your health insurance, but it's particularly risky in the midst of a pandemic when people are getting infected and potentially severely ill.
The foundation estimates that 4 out of 5 people who lost their employer health insurance are eligible for help through the Affordable Care Act or Medicaid, but many just don't know about it. Levitt is concerned that without health insurance, people will avoid testing and treatment.
People who don't have health insurance hesitate to seek medical care, worrying about the big medical bills they may face. I mean, we need people who have symptoms, who feel they may be sick, to get into care and get tested so they can avoid infecting others.
It costs us a lot.
As for Rodney Watts, he says he's determined to get health insurance to keep his family safe.
When this interview is over, I'm not going to sit around no more. I got to go find work. I got to get my health coverage because I got a lot of people depends on me. I got a wife. I got grandkids. Got kids. Got a lot of people. And I can't fail them. I can't fail them.
All right, let's dig a little deeper here. Joining us to discuss the options if you're suddenly uninsured is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill, good morning. So let's get right into it. What if you lose your employer-based health insurance? What are you to do?
There are basically 3 options. There's COBRA, there's the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, or there's Medicaid. COBRA sort of seems like the best option because it just continues your existing employer's insurance. The problem is, without your employer kicking in part of those costs, it can be extraordinarily expensive. COBRA does last up to 18 months, and it may be good for someone who's got a bunch of money saved or maybe has a spouse or another family member who can help chip in. But again, the most expensive option, Vlad.
All right, Jill, as you know, the president has been trying to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, for the last 3 years or so, but it's still available. So how do you sign up?
Well, you go to healthcare.gov, and the reason why I want to encourage people to do this is that when you lose your job, that's considered one of those events that allows you to sign up after the regular enrollment period. So what you have to know is that even though you may have tried this before or it has seemed very expensive, if you've lost your job, your income may be low enough to qualify for help from the government. If you make between 100 and 400% of the federal poverty level, you'll get help. That amounts to about $50,000 for an individual or up to $103,000 for a family of 4. So you should try to apply. And again, you may find that the coverage cost is much lower now that your income has gone down.
Let me ask you a question about Medicaid, Jill. How do you know if you qualify?
Well, you know, the one easy way to do it is when you're doing your healthcare.gov application, it may toss you into the Medicaid system because many states have expanded Medicaid as part of the Affordable Care Act. Of course, you can also go to the Medicaid website in your state because remember, Medicaid, it is a federal and state joint program. It actually insures 72.5 million Americans. Again, it is based on income. That extra $600 a week that people have been receiving, by the way, does not count against you when it comes to your Medicaid application.
Okay, thanks so much for listening. As always, if you have a financial question, just send us an email. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. If you're on the website JillOnMoney.com, you can listen to radio shows. You can also watch more TV segments. And of course, sign up for our free weekly newsletter. As a reminder, please wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and do something nice for somebody else today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.